Great news, everyone. Fictional Reality is now able to offer a discount at checkout for an awesome virtual tabletop program that we have used for years, even before the podcast began. It's called Arkenforge. We have mentioned it time and time again on the show for its easy-to-use map-making, ambience and sound effect integration, and even its campaign tracking aspects. And now we can really spread the love to you. Use keyword FICREAL, that's FICREAL, at checkout and save yourself some gold. At arkenforge.com, they offer a 30-day free trial and have deals on bundles happening all the time. Treat yourself and your players to some high-quality audio visuals, whether you're in the deep dark dungeon, sloshing your way through slimy sewers, visiting bustling city streets, sailing the high seas, cruising a neon metropolis, navigating the stars, or surviving the wasteland. You can make fiction a reality with Arkenforge. So don't hesitate to go see for yourself, and remember to use keyword FICREAL before checking out, and tell them Brackish and Haplo sent you. Hello, and welcome to Brackish and Haplo's Fictional Reality. I'm Haplo of Samsara, assassin to the stars.
And I'm the bruiser, Brackish Kempf.
You gotta be wearing your mask. You gotta be wearing for this.
It's somewhere in here.
It's gone. It's gone.
No, it's somewhere in here.
You got too drunk and it's gone.
Yeah, I ate it. Yeah, you know, Wolfie ate it. That's what you'd have to really dig in to figure out who Wolfie is, but
Welcome.
He's a little rabble rouser.
He fucking gets into all sorts of shit. Welcome back to Duper Pulowski.
Follow
2D20 joint, if you will, because it's been a while since we got to do this Duper Pulowski thing. And I mean, no fault of ours. We're making money out here.
Yeah, we're working.
So we made other projects to kind of fill in the gaps. We hope you've been enjoying them. But we're back. We're back with some Fallout. Fallout's one of my favorite genres, universes, I guess.
Yeah. Aliens is huge for me. I like the whole the whole aspect of it. Just haven't had the time to dig in.
Yeah. We'll make
and
time.
And that one's a little bit different than what we're used to. Like, all these games are very similar but very different at the same time. But Aliens is a whole other thing. Like the stress and the all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so definitely need to play that. Maybe play it live and watch us figure it out. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, if you want to learn alongside us. That game's been out for a little bit, but you can start anytime you fucking want.
Exactly.
I know we've been talking about it.
I mean, I started D&D only, what, 6 years ago?
or less, or whatever it is. And we've come this far with the podcast and the show and stuff, so... We're having a lot of fun, and we're happy you're here with us. I'll say that. Roger, Mr. Rogers style. We're proud of you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. So, with a little bit of banter before we get into a recap, it's no big mystery what we've been up to. A lot of work, Workman's Radio, like we just mentioned, and trying to do our best to finish this game. And I don't think that it's going to be much longer. I want to kind of expedite so we can get into Alien and stuff like that. But we'll see how she goes.
But not too much.
but not too much.
We always say, like, keep it to a half hour, and then an hour, 45 minutes later.
Yeah.
We're done. No. Cut it back to an hour and a half.
I meant to expedite the whole timeline to this finishing this game. But the episode itself.
We do have time off over Christmas. We'll probably bank some recordings for you guys like we used to do, get some stuff out there so that you don't have to wait.
Yeah, because that kills me. I love listening to myself
start talking to each other, and it's like he's in Lloydminster, I'm in fucking Curl Lake, past Fort McMurray. There's just no way.
Yeah. And this, I guess, to remain focused on what we're doing here is that this setting is in Alberta, Canada, Earth.
Planet dirt.
And we have the lovely Duper Pulowski working his way through the wasteland, and he's been into some stuff. So
I just got my friend back.
Your friend?
Yeah.
Bermuda? Or...
Bermuda, yeah, because she took off.
Oh, yeah, okay.
At the end of one session, and then I had to find her in the next.
Okay, so on that note, let's get into some recap.
All right.
You tell me, Duper, the last thing you remember, and I'll help fill in the blanks.
The last thing I remember? Or do you want me to tell you what I remember?
From the last episode, I suppose.
Okay, so yeah. From the last episode, I remember we started in a field, and the grass was really tall. There wasn't a lot of view, and we did do some rolls to see what we could see, and Bermuda nailed it. Saw her mom, or I saw her mom.
Yeah, you guys were tracking...
Yes.
Trying to get to her mom.
And then when I tried to make a game plan, Bermuda was like, that's my fucking mom.
Yeah.
But not, it's not really her mom. But anyways. And she took off to go and save her. And I took a more dialed in approach, which I'm really glad I did because she walked into a world of shit.
Yeah. What did you guys see when you did find the scene?
A whole bunch of ghouls standing there mystified and kind of dialing in this radio tower thing, maybe with a perception, I can't remember, but like figuring that kind of stuff out, that they're under control, and there was a person there doing a speech.
Yes. Yeah. Do you remember their name? Got any notes on that?
General Grimshaw.
Yeah. Yeah. You've earned your first cap.
Yay! Okay, so General Grimshaw was giving a speech about what they're going to do, and in the midst of all that, the band, or the Brotherhood, showed up in a helicopter, and fucking shit got real. I was trying to make my way in and be, you know, as
stealthy as...
Yeah, nonchalant as I could. I was looking for a better word. Nonchalant as I could. And to do that, I wanted a distraction. So I turned to Mr. Guts and got him to light yet another fire.
I love like fires.
Which seemed to work out. Oh, yeah, you're good at it, too. I saw the...
I didn't start those other fires.
Well, okay, but...
I call bullshit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did, especially because there was like a turn and point in one of the old episodes where it was like the whole place was burnt down, looked like fucking Kelowna, you know. So then we did that, and then kind of got my hide and sneak in there, and was able to figure out with a perception as well. Or, well, they don't call it perception in this one, though, do they?
No, they do not. I should have character sheets in front of me for quick reference, but they have...
It is called perception.
Straight up perception.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So it is called perception. They do change game to game, so I always want to know that I'm using the right terminology. So this perception check showed me that there was cables going up to this tower that was projecting these radio waves that was controlling everybody. So I figured out I needed to destroy them.
Yeah, perception sneak, I guess.
Perception sneak.
Yeah, not stealth per se, but...
Oh, I see. I never said stealth. It was a perception to view the tower.
Oh, yes. Oh, I see what you're saying.
To figure out.
And a lot of those perception survival tests.
That's what it is.
That's what it was, yeah.
So then I figured that out, and I knew I needed to bomb them. Luckily, I had a bomb.
An explosive of sorts.
Yeah, yeah.
Technically,
there
a bomb.
Some erase marks here, so it might have already been gone.
Yeah, you had some grenades. Or had, like, a single grenade. I think you had that since you started your character, maybe.
Yeah, and just held on to it.
Yeah, and for that move, in and of itself, you have earned your other... Well, not earned. You get to start with three, but I'm going to give you four because of that first one. That was a bonus one for sure. You know what? I'm not going to. I just give him his three, and then we'll give him the bonus. So there's four total to start with. So these are all action points he's has and are earning as we go through this recap.
And so we did that, and in doing so, we ended up having to fight General Grimshaw's dudes and him, but he disappeared right away. I didn't even get to see him leave. I think we figured that out later, or maybe I don't even know that as a character. I'm not sure.
Because it's been a while, I remember. I think the vertibird that came into the scene blasted him pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And he
retreated like a pussy.
And then we destroyed one of our foes, and he
dropped, of the super mutants.
Yeah, he dropped a nuclear device.
Oh yes, okay. So do you remember what I called the weapon that he went to get for an extra action point? There was a. I think he. I'm pretty sure he called it out, and it was. It was definitely a fat man.
Yes.
But there was a specific name that he gave it.
And my sheet is so full.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it was some. You didn't gain that weapon. He did take it with him. As far as I remember, we'll look back on the episodes, but I'm pretty sure he did took it with him. But it was called the Future.
Oh really?
Yeah. So it might have been
one thing I don't remember. Yeah. Usually I'm really good at this.
Yeah, there was a lot going on that one for sure. There was.
Okay, and that's and then we kind of figured out that there was a room inside the building that had like transport.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think I told you that in confidence. No,
we can't talk a lot.
Yeah, drink and talk, and I can't help the DM's curse to express a few things. And
well, I'm good at forgetting it, but this one I remember because I thought it was part of the game.
Yeah, no, there's some player knowledge and character knowledge that we tend to talk about because I don't have many other people to talk about.
Okay,
with this
stuff. All we know is he disappeared. The other guys are dead.
Yep.
And the helicopter has landed.
The helicopter has landed. Meanwhile, there's a grass fire burning on the edges, and it's going every which way here. But you have destroyed the tower via a grenade that you ended up plopping down into where this mass amount of cables were entering this bunker, where the radio station, this concrete structure, this radio station was in, and it blew apart the base of it, so it has stopped the signal that was affecting all these ghouls from happening. And by the end of it all, you had gotten your hands on a mini nuke that was radiating irradiation and radiating radiation. That's the words. And you were just about to hand it over to Mr. Gutsy. Bermuda had it. She saved her mother from this spell, if you will, this influence. And you were just about to hand it over to Mr. Handy for safekeeping because he is not affected by radiation when the people that were in the Vertibird landed and approached you. And the last thing you heard was, "I'll be taking that." Mm-hmm. So with that, we will get into this episode.
Like hell you will.
Are they, Duper?
I don't know.
They look kind of scary. Look at that one.
Do I know?
I
must know.
Let's make an intelligence roll right off the bat. So a test of, we'll give it a difficulty of 1. So with all this, you should see in the cam on the stream here, we got a bunch of D6s for damages and stuff.
This is survival perception?
We're going to call it, because you can see them clearly, it's going to be intelligence. Intelligence, just straight intelligence roll, straight intelligence test.
So that is a 5. Oh, I rolled the I rolled the body die. Ugh, that's 2 failures.
2 failures. You look at them in awe as you see an older gentleman and a younger gentleman, and then a suited in power armor. You kind of you're focus. You can't answer your friend here because you see this mass amount of power armor. Maybe you haven't seen much of this type of thing, just lumbering behind these two other figures that are approaching you, and you can't remember what they're called, but you have this.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
It's on the tip of your tongue. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Okay, and yeah, and that's as soon as he says that, that's what Duper says back.
Like hell you are.
You see this older gentleman as he's starting to approach. You don't know what you're dealing with there. You best hand that over to us. We know how to handle such technology.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I could figure it out. Where were you during all this? I'm the one that saved all these people.
Do you feel like Bermuda and Mr. Gutsy here are going to be still exchanging, finishing this exchange, or do you think they're kind of frozen in the moment? Maybe there's a test there for that.
Yeah, I think, like, quick as possible.
Okay.
They would do that. As soon as they heard me, like, I'd step forward in front, and then she would try to hand it over real quick to Mr. Gutsy.
Okay, and maybe trying to confuse who has the thing they just witnessed, because they were pretty far away walking
towards
you.
Yeah, I'll turn around and, like, oh.
Okay. Let's do a test that maybe involves
sneak.
A sneak with between Bermuda and Mr. What's his name? What did I call him
Mr.
again?
Mr. Gutsy. Oh,
it is Mr. Gutsy. Woodman. Man, it's been a while. I hate that. Yeah. So, Woodman. So, Bermuda is stealthily trying to hand. Oh, we're going to add an action point
so
for an extra die.
So, they do this together?
I think so. So, you can use the better of the numbers.
Ooh,
is between
Mr.
the two of them.
Gutsy with a 4 and perception?
There, it would be against their perception, I would say.
So, I'm just using my sneak score.
It's going to be. What is it? What's sneak relative to perception? Or no, sorry, agility. So it would be agility sneak versus...
Ooh, fuck, Mr. Woodsman. Yeah. That is a 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. With 3 dice. Which is a 1. Which is a fucking...
Critical.
Whoa!
Counts for 2 successes.
And it's a tagged skill for him. Like, that doesn't go for 3, though, right? I feel like I've browned this up more than that.
I think it maxes at 2. Like, it's a...
Okay,
it's
so
a,
2, 3, 4, 5, so that's 6 successes.
6 successes? Okay.
What a roll to start! Usually I'm rolling 20s.
So any over and above successes that you get off of this, and I'm going to use the Elder's number here because he's the main guy talking.
It's got to be a 3.
Got to flip over to the Brotherhood peeps here. There you are. So, Elder has a perception survival 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 or lower. I start with 3. I like to start with the equal amount of characters as I'm going up against as an overseer. So, I have 3 action points to start. I need an 11 or lower. I'm also going to spend an action point to get an extra die. I start with 2d20, and any action point you spend after that gives you an additional d20. I don't want to use your fancy one, unless you don't want me jinxing it with
no,
my overseerness. 11 or lower, here we go.
I didn't even use the tower last time.
Ooh, I only got...
So you got 4.
And it's
so
not
I
even
get
a,
2.
Yeah, it's, right? not, it's not even a tag skill for me.
Ooh.
So, what did I just say? Survival 3? Nope, not a tag
okay,
skill.
Okay, so you only got 2. I got 4 over that.
You got 4 over that, so you get 4 action points.
Well, I can only
back.
Have 6 total, though, right? So
oh,
I only get 3.
Right. That is correct. 3 action points for you. So, as...
These are cool.
This.
Like, Nuka-Cola shit.
So as these 3 Brotherhood members approach you, Bermuda is able to... sneak this vessel. Yeah, they're doing the whole dance around and sticks it into Mr. Handy or a Woodman's, Mr. Gutsy's compartment. So he's now holding on to this irradiated mini nuke as he approaches. And they go,
trust us. You need to give that to us. Put it in the proper hands.
Yeah, trust is something you give to somebody who doesn't really ask for it.
There's a lot
not gonna happen.
If you don't give it to us, we may have to take it by force. There's no way we can leave this sort of thing with the likes of you.
Oh, right. So you're the kind of guy that would kill a child.
Damn you.
Yes, there is no possible way we can keep this from coming with us. You don't understand the forces at play here.
Well, then you're taking all of us.
Is now right in front of you guys. They stop and the exploded... pieces of concrete and rubble. He's looking around. He's
made quite a mess of this scene here. Please don't let us take more
oh,
lives
you mean
than we need to.
Freeing all these people from the spell they were under? That's what you're talking about?
And you see this
without
power
us,
armored.
You wouldn't have been able to do this, and you know it.
power armored character, you can just hear the power up of it, and he goes,
ah, wait, wait. You've made quite the scene here, but you're right. You did stop what we came here to stop, but they also got away. What you have there is something we can use to find out what exactly their ultimate plans are.
Well, to tell you the truth, it seems like we were on the same side of this one.
You are quite young, aren't you? How old are you?
I'm, 17.
17, huh? As he looks to the other...
Yeah, but I look a lot... but I seem a lot older than that.
And he, like, flips out his dad's six-shooter and then puts on his glasses.
Mature for your age. I like that. Come back to my quarters.
You ever sit in a grown man's lap?
He goes, well, this small troop you've been intervening with, perhaps we would not have gotten anything at all if we weren't here to intervene. And meanwhile, there's the crackling of fire. You have made quite a mess of the scene, but you're right. There's plenty of ghouls here that have gotten back their minds. Do you know exactly what you're doing here? What you've gotten yourself into?
All I know is that guy is bad news.
Do you know his name?
Yeah, I heard him say it. I heard one of his guys say it. General Grimshaw.
General Grimshaw.
But this radio tower, as soon as I took it out, all of them, oh, their white eyes turned normal.
Wasn't that what that was going on? Like, yeah, they were kind of glazed over?
Yeah, they were definitely glazed over. He looks over to the other two. The one beside him has, like, piloting goggles, like kind of a helmet going on. You can gather that maybe he was the one flying the birdie bird. Meanwhile, the power armored guy is kind of standing stoically behind. He goes,
well, if we're on the same side, what do you plan to do with that if you're not to give it over to us? You know that is radiation you are holding on to. Straight radiation.
Yeah, that's why I don't have it in my fucking hand.
Yeah, that's why I'm holding on to it.
God damn it!
Well.
Sorry, that was kind of an overseer's. An overseer's pass by, but this Mr. Handy, this Mr. Gutsy's a little...
That's how he is.
Okay, if you're cool with that, yeah. Or else I'd retract.
No, that's how he is.
He goes, well... Is there any way I can convince you to hand it over to us?
Not until I know exactly what's going on. If he did this here, he's probably done it other places. And, like, when you ask me what I'm going to do with that thing, I want to shove it straight up Mr. Grimshaw's ass.
You are a wise, wise little man. I think I can trust you.
He looks over at Bermuda, and she's... What do you think Bermuda's... looking like?
I don't know, maybe even side-eyeing, like, because she has her mother, she had her mother with her at this point.
Yeah,
too,
they were,
right?
You guys were all together, yeah, and she's straight up ghoul.
So I'm kind of curious at their conversation, what they're coming up with there. I don't know how.
I feel like maybe Bermuda's mom, she's turned Bermuda's ear and be like,
that's the brotherhood. They're a big deal, Bermuda. Perhaps, yeah, I don't know if we should mess with them. Well, I don't think he's trying to mess with them, but I think he's got a point. Like, this could be happening to others as well. Not just you. Other families.
You're entirely right. They have all sorts of resources and technology. There's no way that they couldn't handle what's going on here. They're one of our best bets, if you ask me.
Well, if we weren't here this time, what could have happened to you? If they made you start attacking them, they might have killed you.
Right.
They need somebody to step in to show them that's not right.
I don't want you getting hurt, Bermuda. You don't need to be involved in all of this.
Well, I need to do something.
She was very passionate last episode as well. as she wanted to be involved with what was going on around her.
She feels like she's had a menial life. Like,
yeah.
You know, like just been catered to and taken care of. She wants to do something.
Yeah.
That's what I get out of her anyways. So like interrupting.
I have to do something.
You hear coming out of the power armor after some of this dialogue.
If you ask me, we should just take what we need and just be off with it. I'll do away with them.
I feel like Mr. Guts would be like, I didn't expect you to have that accent.
Jake, where the hell are you from?
Don't worry about that, computer man. Just give us what we want.
Yeah, like I already told you, buddy. I actually told your boss. You're not getting that. Not till we know what's going on and where it's going to be used.
He gets this guy in this power armor gets frustrated, and he actually like steps through the two, the elder and this lancer is what they call them, these pilots. He steps through them and steps in front. He goes,
listen, we want that technology, and I want you to give it to me now.
And it's all very like muffled through his mask.
Well, he moved forward. You definitely would hear that capacitor on a duper star power now.
Okay, the crank here.
Yeah.
Give it a big crank.
To all four cranks.
I need, I think, another opposed test. I'm still going to use the elder against whomever you want to take the lead on. I feel like Duper has to stand in
for
this one.
Yeah, because he's the one doing it.
And maybe whatever you want, whether it is... I'm going to use intimidation of sorts. What do we got here? Charisma speak is what they use here, or speech, I should say. And I guess you would be speak as well?
Yeah, all of my guys are not good in speech.
Okay, we are opposing forces, and one's just on the intimidating wise.
You started it. You go first.
Okay, for sure. Okay. I'm going to... I need more action points to get a second die, so I'm just going to use one action point.
Yeah, so that, you said that each one you cast, but it's one, then it's two.
Yes,
then
for
it's,
an additional.
Is it three after that?
Yeah, it climbs. So for one extra die, I will spend another action point back in my little box here. I'm going to roll three die. My target number for the Paladin's Charisma Speech, not a tag skill, is going to be 9. So I need 9 or lower to get any successes on this. Get out of there. Oh, gotta re-roll that. Oh no, I only got 1 success. I got 2 19s and a 5. Not
I'm
good.
I'm going to spend 3 to get 2 extra dice.
Okay. You're stacked.
Yeah, but I'm rolling against a fucking 5. With a natural.
Oh, nice.
And a 5. Not a tag skill, so 3 successes.
3 successes, you get 2 back. Because I only got 1 success.
Chill.
And the elder...
never win those.
I did say, I kind of messed up and said I was going to use the elder's number, but that's okay. I only got 1. And I ended up using the paladin's number, so.
But it happens. So
it happens.
Stays.
It happened. It totally stays. Totally, yes. I just messed up. It would have been a slightly higher number, maybe. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Moving on.
You rolled a lot of 19s. So I don't
know. Yeah. Totally. 2 19s. That you do not win.
Right? No matter who you use.
Yeah,
like,
I always catch myself on my mistakes after the fact, and they usually don't mean shit.
Yeah. We go through a whole thing correcting it, and then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, as this paladin steps forward with this.
I'm trying to keep a French accent, but I'm going
definitely
going to be bouncing around, you know?
He steps in front, and the elder has to, get in front of him and be like, stand down, go-getter. Just stand down. We don't need this kind of trouble. We don't need to be killing civilians for this sort of thing. Now, look. Turns back around to Duper.
And as soon as he does that, you can hear like...
as it winds back down.
Like, I'm starting to think I might be able to trust you, too. But it's, not you.
He stares at the power armor.
It's clear that your heart is in the right place. If you were here, assumingly, to help out... Who are you? Who are you? Kind of points at Bermuda's mother.
Is that you or me?
This would have been under my notes, and it's been so long to what is.
For an action point, if you can get there before me.
Her name?
The mother's name.
No, not a chance. I didn't think she was going to come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought we were taken off from there, but then when she left, I should have asked you again. Yeah.
She goes, Bermuda would be like, it's Moonwatcher. Darling Moonwatcher.
Yeah, definitely. I have no clue. I got Brave Juice and shit. I know she was part of that.
Yeah.
I still have that.
If you were here to help the ghouls as we were, perhaps we can come to some sort of agreement. I need someone to pursue Grimshaw.
And I need stuff.
As he, like, kind of turn back and see if my party's still with me. Like, looking at Bermuda specifically, like...
Yeah.
I don't think I can do this without you guys.
Bermuda looks at her mother, and she goes,
you need to let the Brotherhood do their job. That's what they're there for.
And so we'll give you that. And then Woodman is like,
well, I'm with you behind... I'm behind you all the way there, Duper. You know me.
Yeah.
Just in your face, all excited.
Bermuda... You were always saying you wanted something more. You didn't want to be treated like a child. These guys need our help. Whether we like it or not, we know there's other people just like your mother.
She looks down at the ground, looks up at the paladin and these forces in front of you, and looks back to her mother.
Duper's right, Mom. I can't just stand idly by while this vicious being, this Grimshaw, is doing these sorts of things to you. You could have been... I could have lost you forever.
And you, Moonstar. All these people need your help now.
As he, like, puts up to the crowd, I just picture a bunch of ghouls like, where the fuck am I?
Yeah, meanwhile, the fire is burning. Kind of, yeah. You see some of the crowd actually going, and they're like, ah, no, we're not going to deal with that.
We need your help.
Like, Mom, you need to go back to the camp. You need to help protect everybody. I just worry about you. You know that. You can't just go off and fight this fight for other people.
Yes, she can.
And how do you think that is?
Because we need her. I need her.
I'm going to put a charisma speech, a difficulty challenge of 2.
Ooh.
Only because I'm just using it to gauge how she's going to leave this situation, basically.
I'm going to burn them up. I like where this is going. I'm using 4 dice again.
What's your target number?
Charisma speech?
Yeah.
5.
5? Need 5s or lower.
Oh, wait. Is this Bermuda or is this Duper?
Duper.
Then 5.
They're the same. Come on, dice tray. These bigger dice are... not liking the dice tray. Do you want to... What was the other alternative? You have to use luck points to change or reroll?
Yeah, I think it was reroll. Get my luck points back last game.
Yeah, I like to reset them because we
can
don't play as often.
Can I reroll all those dice?
I think you can spend a number of as much as you spend luck points. This should be on one of those sheets for luck spends.
I don't know if I want to burn my luck points up that much, but I will add a scene...
Add a detail to a scene.
Add a detail to a scene.
That, and just your luck points off your sheet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so just I'll spend 1 luck point. And the detail I want to add is there's going to be a group that recognizes each other in the crowd as family. And they're going to start being like, where are we? What are we doing here? What's going on?
Okay.
And like trying to draw her mother's attention that she is needed elsewhere. And there may be, you know... maybe everybody's needed at this point. It's not it's a fate thing. It's not a...
Okay.
Yeah.
As
trying to give her the same realization.
As you say that Bermuda is needed here, Miss Moonwatcher, darling Moonwatcher, hears this.
It's your fault for making that the name that we can't remember.
I know, right? I just thought it was so cool.
Moonraker, whatever.
She can hear this coming out of the crowd, these familiar voices, and... she turns and sees the confusion and all that sort of stuff, and her motherly nature takes over, and she goes,
you know, I can't just these people need us, both of us, but I see where you're coming from. You've always had an adventurous nature,
Bermuda. This might be my whole purpose, Mom.
I'm going to pray for you.
She like reaches out for the hug at that point.
Don't worry, I will be back.
Take care of yourself, Bermuda.
I'll take care of her.
She gives you a bit of a scowl because you got like no successes on the speech.
He winds it up again. No, yeah. He doesn't do that.
And so you don't gain any like point, like not points, but like you know, with like the mother-in-law style, mm-hmm. where you don't have any like good graces there. But she
kind of ruined that.
Yeah. She kind of like just hugs her and she looks over her shoulder at you and she goes, "Bring my daughter back.
No one will touch her."
And she releases, grabs her by the shoulders, and
okay,
and just she like scrambles to like look for something, but she realizes she has nothing to give, and she just goes,
"Come back to me."
Does that whole walk away, reach and walk away, and she turns, and you see her kind of walk towards the rest.
And just
of the
to duper, or sorry, to. Woodsman and Bermuda, I'm like,
"So we're doing this?
I'm behind you all the way."
As he repeats,
"Yeah, I'm in."
And he turns around and you see him. He puts his gun on his back and he says,
"All right, where do we start?"
And then at that point, you hear this like screaming coming from within the structure. You hear this,
"Ah, somebody please, please help. Help us."
As it's very, very muffled, as if it was like hard to hear because of like the ambient noise of the crowd and stuff. But you hear through this like thick metal door and the concrete structure itself, you hear that coming from inside the radio tower itself.
And Duper just right away, because he does not like the guy in the power armor. Didn't go well. He's like,
"You open the door."
Like tries to boss him around.
Give me a quick speech and see. Give me a difficulty level of, like, 3 on this one.
I've got to get 2 1s to get this.
I'd laugh if he won.
No, never got it.
Okay. So I got to try and hold on to this French accent here, but...
I don't like how you speak to me.
I think it's going to be more, like, Norse or something.
Okay, fine. Leave her in there.
What does the voice sound like to me?
Like with the other voice, like,
yeah, the one we heard muffled. Is it?
It sounds like
female, male, frantic.
A male, in pain, frantic voice.
Okay, fine, you're right. Leave him in there.
Rolls his eyes.
He looks down to his elder. He goes, "Open the door, you big brute!"
Right.
Grabs the door, just bends it off its hinges, and cracks the lock and bends it off its hinges, basically big cloud of dust, and within it you can all see a couple of young males. One is unconscious, laying on the ground, and the other is like holding its arm as it's screaming,
"Please, you gotta help us. What happened?"
As he like moves in there to start helping them.
As you approach this couple here inside, we'll say, you say that you go in first, and we'll say the paladin steps aside. The elder is behind you, followed by the maybe Bermuda and Mr. Handy, and the lancer stays behind outside. So you all are in here, and you see an array of computers all kind of randomly blinking. There's a big hole in the ceiling from where their grenade went off and the rubble before it. There is an open computer that's just been like smashed to bits. There's electricity kind of still running. It's sparking and with some loose wires on
Jeez,
the ground.
Jesus, no ground fault interrupters?
Never, never. And there's all sorts of like action going on in here and damage as you see two figures in long lab coats. They're on the ground with tears in his eyes. He's like, "Please, you gotta help him. He got hit by the debris."
My buddy's pretty good at this. Hey, Woodsman, get in here.
As Woodman comes and sees what's going on, a purely unconscious and dying figure is underneath the other one. And as you look at them both, they look exactly the same with... They are definitely twins. as...
Well, I thought clones instantly. There's no way it's just a biological thing with Chad.
You see just straight brown hair, very ordinary looking brown eyes, and just very clean lab coat, short of like the dust that would have obviously dirtied them. Otherwise, you would have assumed that they're like very, very science-y
very
looking.
Very lab techy looking.
Very lab techy looking. And Woodman, give me a...
I just figured because he saved me, he might have something on this. So is it just survival?
It is. Let's see. We got.
Oh no, there's medicine. It's medicine, so it's intelligence, medicine,
and the difficulty to make sure that they're not continuing to die is going to be. I think it was 3, but I want to make sure because it's important.
So, anyways, as they bring him out, and I'm like, my friend can help with that. And come in here, woodsman. Bermuda steps in right away and is like, this is something I can definitely do. It's why I'm here. Pulling out her medical kit.
Yeah, she does. You've had this the whole time? DC3. I should have went with my instincts. So
yeah, you should have anyways.
Yeah, you're right. What is it? Intelligence?
It's intelligence medicine.
Yeah. So difficulty 3 for Bermuda to stabilize this person. And to add, I'm going to give you one more dice because the one of the Brotherhood is going to step in as well to help you with this. And that's how the help action kind of works in this game.
Yeah, and it makes sense too because we've all decided we're kind of on the same team.
Yep.
And these are witnesses to whatever happened. So even the Brotherhood's going to, if it's not ask them questions, it's interrogate them. So they still need them alive.
Yep. And I'm just trying to decide. Medicine. It's going to be the Elder, I'm pretty sure, that's going to be helping you here. So you get that extra die to help along.
Oh, man.
Oh.
So that's 1, 2 with the critical, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 successes, because she is a 4 and an 8, so 12.
Oh, so, you needed a 12 or lower?
Yeah.
Wow. Crushed it. Oh, wow. So you see that.
So with it, I just want to reiterate this again. With that being a tag skill and a critical success, is that 3?
It doesn't stack that way. It's either
it should.
Two per die success, right? I think, is like, what they've worded it as.
You roll a 1 with a tag skill. It should be something extra. Fuck you, Modifius. Just kidding. I really like you. But still, that's, 8 successes. Mm.
Just kills it.
So I need 5 of these, please.
You got it. 2, 3.
Hell yeah, Bermuda.
4.
And whoever helped from
take
your
one
side.
For myself. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, maybe
5.
I should only get 3 then, because you helped. You get 1, I get 3.
Oh, right. Because what is it? Oh, yeah. It was a difficulty of 3, and you got 8.
Or I get 4, and you get 1.
Sounds good to me.
I like that.
Split it up amongst the overseer.
It'll make him more wanting to help me next time. You got to be fair with your DM if you want your DM to be fair with you. Your overseer.
Overseer. Yep. As Bermuda enters the scene, the Elder drops next to him, and you see just like his body is just like smashed and like a big gouge in his head, and you piece together these twins here, and you are able to stabilize this person as you've straightened them out, you've kept them their neck good, and anything that has to go with that.
Yeah.
And now...
Proper paramedic care.
Yeah, and you've begun the thing. Maybe she has a little kit or something that she... Or the Elder maybe sticks him with a little something-something to keep him from dying.
Calm him down.
Yeah, and...
Stabilize him.
Stabilize him, and now he's injured and still unconscious, but not dying.
Hmm.
The Elder goes, oh, that was really good. Good job, but Bermuda wasn't.
Yes, it is.
We could use someone like you in the Brotherhood, he says. But that was
this is literally what we've been telling you. Anyways, be careful.
Backs him off.
He goes, as he, you know, goes to stand up. He's still unconscious, but he's not going to die on us. The figure that's standing, you guys, he goes, oh my God, what's happening here? I don't understand. We were doing our work, and all of a sudden we get attacked.
Your work. What is your work?
Wait.
Who are you people? Why are you here?
Look around you, buddy. Just answer the question.
Never meant for any of this to happen.
Answer the question!
We're here under orders, under Grimshaw's orders. We're just trying to better our future.
Oh, shit.
And then I'll just step back and let the elders take in, because this guy was clearly on the wrong side of this thing.
Settle down, son. Settle down. Go get her. Bring us something to help calm this guy down.
You see him leave the building for a moment. The elder turns and goes,
"We're here from the Brotherhood, son. You need to calm down. We'll give you something for that. But you need to tell us what's been going on here. We know Grimshaw's been up to no good. He's been trying to control you. Are you telling us that you are part of what he is trying to do?
What do you mean, control? We're just trying to make the world better. Ow, fuck my arm. Place.
Bermuda, can you help this young man? He's in a lot of pain. Maybe, do you have anything for a splint or something in there?"
It's only a difficulty.
It is a stim pack.
So we have a difficulty test of 1 just to help this guy out.
With the stim pack?
The stim pack or any... you can make another medicine.
Just a roll?
Yeah, another, what was it called? Medicine?
Medicine. And again, it's a 12.
And oh, yeah.
A 4 and an 8.
So more successes. I'll take one more.
Take one more. As you,
Jesus, Bermuda's on fire!
As you get all the action points, and so as he's talking to him and patching him up, he's like,
I feel like she does the old, what is it, Lethal Weapon. Like, pops it back in. And, yeah.
Screams, and he's the... Paladin comes back as well, and he just walks up, still holding onto this French accent. He goes and he sticks something in his arm, and it's like, some Comex, if you will, as he sticks it into his arm. He goes, oh, thank you. Oh,
tell us what you know.
Grimshaw, he has us here, just working on the future, like I said. Whoa. Grimshaw. He's got my brother, Charlie. But we're all here to try and better the future. I don't know what else to tell you, man.
Well, you're wrong. And you were doing the exact opposite of that.
What? No way.
You took control of innocent people. What the fuck do you think you're doing?
Well, with this many people, we could do a lot of good.
You mean having slaves?
They're not slaves. They have free will, I think. Oh, my brother, Marley. Or no, Harley. I'm Marley. If you wake him up, we could get out of here. And I'll show you.
And I'll just kind of leave that to the higher powers there. Being like, okay... This guy clearly worked for the bad guys, whether he likes it or not.
Go get her. What else have you got? What else have you got in there?
Well, let's see here. I don't have...
I got more of comics. It's like, no, that's making them too loopy. Here, Bermuda, help me along with this. See if we can get this one eyes open here.
She just rolls her eyes like... One more time. Like,
all right.
And... after the stabilization, it's still another hard 3 to get him up.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, 20 complication.
No, I'm going to re-roll that with a luck point from Bermuda.
Okay, luck point spent. Good call. 20s are bad, 1s are good. Everybody knows that.
That right. Is 4 successes. I get my point back.
4 successes.
It's nice having a tag skill in medicine. I'll tell you that right now.
And it takes some time as, you know... Bermuda works to bandage him, and the loopiness coming out of Marley here is something that just lasts a little bit. And the second or third brother that you've come to learn, his head's wrapped, his arm is wrapped, his torso is stopped from bleeding.
Because one's not with us, right?
One is not
There's
with
triplets
you.
Now, from what I've gathered.
Yes, okay, that's okay. Right. That's right. He's spoken of Charlie, who's missing.
Charlie, Harley, and Marley.
Yep.
like that.
And the loopiness is starting to wear off, and he's starting to feel better by the time that his brother now comes back to consciousness.
Oh. Charlie, where are you? Marley.
And he goes,
Harley, you're safe. We're with somebody's helping.
And they...
Duper's going to turn to the elder there and kind of like,
okay, come here.
What is it? What is
These
it?
These guys clearly were on the wrong side. But maybe for the right reason. Anyways, they're the ones that came up with this. They probably know a way to stop it.
I know, though. I like the way you think, Duper.
And they've already done bad shit, so we'll get the information out of them however.
What I can tell, you're right. They have to know how to stop this if they've possibly been the ones to create it.
And at least know where the other brother is. Maybe he's the smart one.
I want to roll a test that, like, under the impression that, like, you've had time and, like, he's almost, like, under this influence that he's going to tell you all he knows. And it's going to influence what you might have learned about stuff.
A zero roll?
I think there's going to be some delicate talking to pry it out of him in a way. Because he's loopy, so maybe he's, like, talking in circles and stuff like that.
Because Duper is saying, like, if that doesn't work, fucking string him up.
Yeah.
Like, he already did bad. Whether or not he's whether or not he did it for the right reason doesn't matter. He did bad to other people, so he can justify that.
Yeah, and I want to make it a higher roll because there's just going to be degrees of intelligence gained instead. So I'm going to call it a 4. Plus, all of these higher rolls are going to help your level.
Because I was trying to put that on the elder. But maybe I'll help him with it.
And I think that, like, he knows who the problem is, Grimshaw.
Yeah,
and they've tracked him down, and this is what you've learned from him, that Grimshaw, he'll share with you that instead of role-playing everything, it would be they've tracked him down. He's been doing this all over the wasteland, and it hasn't been this size before. And then, you know, super mutants on his side. And like I said, he's been just doing this in little patterns around Wasteland, but they've tracked him to this massive one. So they're obviously getting better and better at this. And now they're in the middle of nowhere.
And so Duper, hearing this, has a thought to himself. Was this nuclear thing to destroy, or was it to superpower this radio signal?
And you're asking...
I don't know.
The elder here?
I'm throwing that out in the universe right now, I guess.
Okay.
You want to ponder? How about we do a little 2 minute break?
A little ponder break?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll take a quick break.
I got a break.
All right, we'll be right back.
Increasingly important word in the atomic and hydrogen age. The facts from Federal Civil Defense tell us that fallout could hurt you, might even kill you.
Well, what about it, mister? What is this fallout stuff?
Fallout is nothing more than particles of matter in the air made radioactive by nuclear explosions. Sooner or later, however, they settle to Earth. This is fallout. And it can be very dangerous if you don't know what to do about it. Well, do you know what to do about it, Grandpa?
Not yet, young man, but I will.
There are 4 major characteristics of an A-bomb or H-bomb explosion. They are blast, heat, initial radiation, and residual radiation. All this clear so far, sister?
Sure. But you've talked about fallout from enemy bombing.
Our government very carefully tests only small nuclear devices in the United States. So these are the facts that should reassure and encourage you. Be ready to assist in defense preparations in your community if your help is needed. For fallout is only one fallout. One of them. Fallout. One.
we're back, and Duper was thinking of
because he's still talking with the elder there. Does he have a name?
Yes, he does. It's Chance.
Chance
so he's Crucible.
Like, he's like, hey, what's your
it's
name?
Chance. Oh. Crucible.
Now look, let me go in there first, but like I said before, these guys, they weren't on the right side to begin with, so if they're not going to give me the information, you come in hard after.
I have some tactics I could use.
Sure. All right.
And so Duper walks in, and he's just like,
hey, look, buddy, I'm trying to be on your side here. You don't want to deal with this guy. You got to tell me, like, what exactly were you guys doing?
And this is after the drugs have worn off, buddy's awake and stuff? Okay. Because I didn't know if you wanted to make a roll versus, like, what while he was loopy.
Oh, no, because we did after the stabilize, we did another one, and I thought he came too.
I know, and I kind of, like, retrospectively was like, but during the, because I told it, it takes a little bit of time for that to all kind of take place and him to come back around into consciousness. But I didn't know if you wanted to make a roll towards questioning him while he was under the influence of this Comex stuff.
Yes.
Okay. And then I was going to make it a difficulty challenge of 4, or a
and
test
I,
of 4.
And at this point, I know there's another brother.
Yes,
like, look,
you do.
We're trying to get to your other brother.
Well, and just, like, fast talking to him.
Okay.
And we're trying to get to your other brother. We need to find out, but we have to know what you guys were doing.
Okay.
Come on, buddy. Help us out here. We need to figure this out. We got to go. We got to help your brother.
Yeah, okay. Really pushing the rush on him answering questions.
Yeah.
And this is while he's loopy and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so it would be a difficult test of 4. Because it's just going to be in tiers of success instead of a yes or no sort of thing. Okay, he's
going
to add
Man,
2.
Man, there's quite the exchange going on here.
Add 2 extra dice. And it's full on Duper.
He's helping me, though.
He is helping you. So you get, what was that? 1, 2, 3. You bought 2, so you get 5 dice.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure there was, I was trying to wonder, like, if I forgot if there was a max amount of dice we could be rolling here.
Ooh, that's a winner there.
14.
Okay, so I definitely am not getting 4 out of that. It's not a tagged skill.
What is that?
Yeah, I've only got 1 success.
1 success. So as you're questioning him, and he's like, you are talking too fast for him to keep up. And he's like, no, man. Like, Grimshaw brought us here, and, like, you know, he got us to, like, work on these computers, you know? And the computers, like, we'll just help everybody think the way they should. And so you can come away with the information that, like, the tendencies for brainwashing are definitely in place here. I'll give you that.
He's like, look, man, snap out of it. Like,
and with, like, the time has gone by, Bermuda's working on the other body here, and you smack him, and it's almost like that same sound of the smack, like, brings the other 2, if you know what I mean? Like, the loud smack puts the Comex kind of, like, in his place, and the other brother wakes up with a start and just goes, oh, Charlie, Marley,
look, Harley. This is your last chance to deal with me. Tell me what you guys were doing for Grimshaw. You guys fucked up. You had a whole bunch of people just about die because of what you did. Last chance, man. Last chance. Friend, tell me. What were you doing?
He's like holding him.
What were you doing?
We were just trying to make this world a better place.
Oh, as you can see his eyes kind of like his dilation kind of come back to normal as you right in his face. Off of this drug, and he expresses that
we're just trying to make it a better place. The Grimshaw, he's got an iron fist, but we trusted him.
You seem like trained responses. Like, trust, iron fist, like, keywords.
But we didn't mean anybody by harm, and nobody was supposed to get hurt.
Well, people did.
Where's my brother? Where's my brother?
You want your brother?
Let me go.
Huh?
Let me go.
Your brother?
Let me go.
Then tell me what you were doing.
As you're like shaking. I'm going to do, because you're still a teenager and he's like older. So I want him to like snap out of it a little bit. And I want a little quick contested like, no, get off me. As he tries to push you off of him. Just a contested roll of strength Strength athletics.
One of fucking Duper's specialties. Strength.
I'm just looking for the stat block that we'll be going. You'll
for
be going
a nerd.
For a scientist, yeah.
It better be fucking low, because mine's not that great.
Yeah,
it's better than I remembered, though. I did take some ranks in it.
Surprise, surprise, it's not a tag skill, so.
Neither is mine.
Mine's a 4. What's yours?
Yes, 8.
8? Oh, jeez. So I'm just going to roll 2d20 for mine. No successes. So if you get no successes, we'll just call it a stalemate, basically. I got one.
I have...
Is it 8 to win? Or to 8?
Yeah, so I've got 1 success in it.
So for
did I get a point back for winning? Or is it over that? I need 2 to get that. Yeah. But I won.
That's a good question, though. Because if I got none and you got 1.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So
you got none.
I got none, so...
And I got 1, but yeah, that's so enough to beat you.
We're giving you an action point for your success as your... You know, he's trying to push away from you, and he can't. And you're like, "You guys, this is your last chance before I like unleash Buddy on you." And he's just like, "Look, man, I'm just a scientist, okay? I don't know everything about why they're doing it. I'm just, you know, they just wanted to like help these ghouls along. Everybody knows they can't think for themselves."
You weren't helping the ghouls. One of the ghouls was her mother.
Well,
they almost died, and that's it. This is your last chance.
And throws. Like, just chucks him over to the
and the paladin intercepts and just, like,
I hope, grab catches, by the throat.
Catches him. And it was like, he's like, "Oh, God, why?
Tell us what you know, and you will not get hurt."
"Oh, okay. I mean, I could tell you where we are,
you
where we go.
Clamp him down.
I could bring you to the compound. That's all I can do, really. I just don't know what else to tell you."
And he's like, the brother that has woken up, Bermuda's, kneeled over top of him, and he snapped out of his unconscious state.
Marley.
And Bermuda, what does she respond with?
Well, she's not going to let him get up. She doesn't want this to exacerbate at all, so she'll pin him down.
Stay still, it's fine. No, my brothers, where are they? Giga.
Ow! If you want to help your brother, if you want to help either of your brothers... You need to not only show us where this compound is, but you need to tell us what you were doing.
Turns and looks at the paladin in power armor.
You heard that? Tell her what you know.
Okay, well, we can get to the compound, but we'll have to take the tunnels. That's the quickest way.
And even Duper's like, to chance, like, good job.
As he releases the brother, he lands beside the other one, and he goes, and they kind of like, you know, he's holding him. He's like, "Are you okay? Are you okay, Marley?"
"Yes, Harley. No, don't. I think I'm okay." Ow, fuck.
The guy that you followed, the guy that you thought was trying to make a better life for these ghouls, ditched you here to die. He left. After he would have sacrificed everybody here. He's not a good person. You are on the wrong side.
After what's happened, I guess you might be right, but
not fucking might be.
I think Bermuda would even, like, at that point, when he's like, maybe, that might ignite her a little bit. To where she maybe, like, because of her medicine, she, like, grabs the elbow.
Not maybe.
Like,
They're very submissive at this point as you're bombarding them with these questions and ridicule, and they
Did I use ridicule?
Yeah, is that the right
word
for it?
Ugly piece of shit.
I was being ridiculed. you're in the wrong. You need to tell us what you know. Where do we find these people?
Yeah.
And as you do that, they are still like they're submitting more than they are being convinced of, I'll say. In that, like,
you want to help your brother? You want to help these people? You want her to let go of your elbow?
Okay. The tunnels, the compound. Okay, we can take you.
Do you have...
I turn to Chance.
Do you have a way to, like track us? I know you said that you can't just go. They'll know you're going there. Maybe you could track us. You could meet us there when shit hits the fan.
I like that. And for 3 luck points, you can have it.
Can I? Do I have to take them all from Duper?
Nope.
One each?
one each.
Okay.
And I think because of that's so important, we definitely need to stay tracked on that.
Oh, yeah.
And because I know, like, sometimes it's been so long in between sessions, I just give you back all your luck points. But as we reach this, the height of this conflict, we will have to, like, really hone in keeping track of these things. Okay.
Four, so three, and three.
So you've spent three luck points. And
I've spent one, two, three, four, five
this session. Yeah. Between changing scenes and stuff. So you ask the elder.
Three were for nothing.
Elder Chance Crucible here. You might want to write that name down.
Yeah.
Chance Crucible. And I use the name Chance because we had a little training session, and I had a placard in front of me, and the teacher still called me Chance.
Ah, yeah, and then we started calling him Chance after that.
So Chance Crucible, as you ask him this, he goes, "Well, yeah, of course. I got something here that we can use for just that reason. Mm-hmm. I'm
just
impressed.
Just because you guys aren't that sneaky," as he ding ding knocks on the fucking armor.
He goes, "I will," and he takes out this, like, we'll call it, I'm going to call it like a bracelet of sorts. And it's this tracker bracelet. And he uses it. He explains to you that we use this amongst this tech amongst us to do exactly that. If I give this to you, I'm leaving my trust from the Brotherhood to you to be our inside man. But I also ask that you take one of mine with you. And he points at Go-Getter.
Oh, okay, not the power armor guy?
Yeah, it is the power armor guy. And
that sigh is what I want on record.
And Woodman has kind of been the observer for all this, not really knowing what else to compute. He goes, "Oh, Jay, with a guy like that, we could really make some happen." Make something happen.
He's like, he doesn't like that guy.
My plan all along.
Obviously, he trusts you. So I better be able to as well. But I'm going to need some things too.
As he, like, looks over the helicopter with the weapons and stuff that's in there. He wants some provisions. He's good on most ammo. The flamer,
you know, my Mr. Gutsy here.
Woodsman's my name.
It's Woodman.
He's burned a lot of fuel. And also he has a leak, and I'm going to need that repaired. As for Bermuda,
is she suited up good? Plus two to everything.
I think she's got some, like, sneaky armor and stuff, I thought, I put on her.
So she's got good armor.
But I'm going to need something better.
He's got nothing. He's got a one physical DR to main body and a two endurance and nothing else. So
okay,
he's saying,
if I'm doing this, I need to be safe. Safer.
And this bargain that we're into now, the elder, he turns to Go-Getter. "You understand your orders, Go-Getter. If we outfit these wastelanders, you will be at their beck and call. You will aid them in our pursuits, right?"
Oui. Of course.
He's like, "And if you're saying that, buddy, I don't care how I feel about you. I'm going to help you.
All I think that we should ask is that we get said bomb, right? This is what we came here for. This is a high-tech situation.
You're with us. Would you rather fucking me strap it to your neck, or should it be all right in my Mr. Gutsy?
You hand it to my elder, and he can help us.
What if we need it where we're going?
We wouldn't need this. This is massive bomb, massive bomb. We make any mistake with that, and we are fucked, you hear me? Fucked. I will not go. But I will do whatever you say, Elder, as well. I just really think that we shouldn't do it."
Fuck, it's almost fair.
All right, but you better be willing to fucking die for what we're going for.
Me? You do not have to worry about me.
All right, if you do this stuff for me, but my fucking armor better be good, then I'll accept these terms.
Elder Crucible, I know we have all sorts of extras in the copter.
Like, it would be like, "All right, give him the bomb." And at this point now, Woodsy remembers nobody's supposed to know he has it.
I really think that's a good idea, Duper. I got it hidden pretty good.
Just give it over. They already know you have it.
They do?
Either we trust them or we don't. What the f...
Well, whatever you say, Duper.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm just frustrated. This guy, it fucking gets under my skin.
Hurry up with that.
he puts his glasses back in his pocket.
Okay.
All right, Woodsman, hand it over.
As he opens his hatch.
Okay, whatever you say, Duper. And it's just
whoom, whoom, whoom. As it radiates with this radiation.
And hands as it to emits this radiation.
Yeah, there you go. And he passes it over, and there'll be this exchange of goods, if you will, where we can hash it out because I'm seeing combat armor pieces, which are very, very nice. We'll get
out of a drink anyway, we can take 5 minutes and write all this down.
Yeah, we can do this exchange of goods and talk about it a little bit, what you've upgraded. But you'll get some combat armor out of it. You're going to get some, you wanted some, maybe some weapon upgrades as well and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I wanted Gutsy refilled because he's been burning fuel left and right and he had a leak.
Yeah, yeah. And so maybe we'll take a little break and we'll look at that really quick and then we'll be back because I have a interesting next little bit as we go forward.
Before we begin this episode of The Adventures of Captain Cosmos, we've got a message from the fine folks at Pulaski Preservation Services, purveyors of products there when you actually need them. Seems there's been a lot of talk these days about vault life, but not all of us have the luxury to spend so much on something that, frankly, we may not actually need. Unlike those other guys, the sensible folks at Pulaski Preservation Services have created an affordable line of personal protection products to make sure no one gets left behind. Personal protection, there when you actually need it. Remember, that's Pulaski Preservation Shelters, simply there when you actually need them. Exact change only. And now on to our show, The Adventures of Captain Cosmos, co-starring Jangles, the Moon Monkey.
All right, so we're going to roll on some armor.
Yes, we're going to. I have a kind of thought, instead of like doing this behind the scenes, we're going to roll on it like right in front of everybody.
Right in fucking front of everybody.
And I think the best die to use is like torso, right? Like the actual...
For each value.
Yeah, well, for like what do they have here. Now, we'll work through each character, and you tell me. They probably want some armor and some weapons, right?
I mean, Bermuda actually has... like very good rad and physical armor. She's wearing something that I don't think I'd want to change.
Right. Is it leather armor? What kind of armor is it? Do we have a note on that?
Vault jumpsuit. Sorry, I was wrong. Vault jumpsuit. Security Ormond and helmet.
Security Ormond. Oh, am I writing? Security armor. Okay, so she has vault.
Ormond? I guess I could have considered that. Your R's and N's are very similar.
Oh, definitely. They almost look exactly the same. So security armor and helmet she's rocking, apparently. Yeah, so she has this security armor and helmet, physical DR of 2 on the head, 2 all across the board, basically.
Yeah.
So there are mods, or you can upgrade. Okay. I am offering up combat armor or metal armor. Her strengths... based on her skills, too. Like, I think Duper is the stealthiest,
he is
right?
Very sneaky.
Okay.
Yeah.
So her, she...
Because he actually... So just to reiterate about Duper, he is a ghost. When he is trying to sneak, he gets an additional 1d20 whenever he's using shadows or darkness. So as long as you can't see him, he gets an additional d20.
Okay. So...
That's why he lit the smoke last time, is to get the additional d20.
So when we're talking about...
Lit the smoke. Lit a fire.
Wee-wee. when we're talking about armor, we can either get better armor, which will, you know, give pluses to our DR, our damage resistance, or we can get modifications, which, just like the game, are like padded, asbestos-lined, dense, biochem, and they all have their little descriptions here. So, for example, an arms-only upgrade might be brawling, and you add that to one of your arms, right? And it says unarmed attacks inflict +1 damage. Okay. There's braced, stabilized, aerodynamic, weighted. For legs only, there's cushioned and muffled. So for a stealthy person, you reroll 1d20 on a stealth test. Cushioned would mean +2 to physical damage resistance versus falling. damage. So okay. Depending on...
Duper's definitely looking for armor at all. All he's wearing is tough clothing.
Okay.
He has a leather chest armor that I'm guessing doesn't fit him very well.
That awkward teenage years. Yeah. He's like,
yeah.
So we could play this out to be...
But maybe this has been over, like, a while. You know right. what I mean? Like, how long do you think this has been? In my mind, this is at least months, if not a year or two.
Yeah, I think so, too. Maybe, I mean, I don't. We don't really know.
So maybe he's growing up a little bit.
Duper, you know? Yeah, what would be Duper's, like, complete origins? Do you think he's always just bounced from settlement to settlement, or...?
Not even settlement to settlement. He went a couple of times, and it didn't work out very well.
Okay.
So
okay.
His mistrust has been high, and now he's found people that he can actually trust, okay. and he's not willing to fucking let that go at all.
Okay.
That's why, like, he's not willing to lose Bermuda. There's no way he was going to let her leave.
Right.
Yeah, and even Woodsman, like, if he wasn't saying, oh, you know, I'm always with you, you know, if he wasn't 100%, he would have been focused on that, too, but he knows Woodsman's with him.
Right, right.
So that's why he was just like, yeah, we're good, bro, you know.
We're you're solid.
But he's definitely looking for some armor.
Okay, so I'll say straight away that the Brotherhood would have combat armor, and then that is one of the higher degrees of armor, combat or Sith. So
when you're wearing
Sith.
Combat armor, does it take away from your sneak?
It doesn't. It doesn't say anything towards not like D&D where it's like you have heavy armor, so you have disadvantages. Nothing like that. No. What you can do is make it shadowed. So if you have shadowed armor, it adds
shadowed armor. Many of the armor types listed in this section can be modified to become shadowed. If you are wearing one or two pieces of shadowed armor, you may ignore the first complication rolled on a sneak test you attempt while in dim light or darkness. If you are wearing three or more pieces of shadowed armor, you may reroll a single d20 on one sneak test you attempt each scene while in dim light or darkness. If you are lucky enough to be wearing five or more pieces of shadowed armor, you may reroll a single d20 on any sneak test you attempt while in dim light or darkness. Torso armor counts as two pieces towards this. Shadowed armor does not provide any bonus if you are in a suit of power armor.
Okay, so are you saying that because of Duper's deliberation there, he's going to get combat armor, but now we're going to roll to see how many he can smoke out?
That would be a good way to put it. And that would be... So how many luck points do you have? Because if
you have three left.
If you have three left, and we are also... So what I like to do with this game...
is offer up a soul. Yeah. I know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah. I'll take all your luck points to give you smoke.
Yeah. If you want to regain luck points... we play into our backstories more. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like doing that
Me
stuff.
Me too.
And any advantages in D&D and shit like that is the same thing. So if you want to spend luck points to get better shit, I will give you more pieces. Or you can roll a luck test, and based on the amount of successes, you can do pieces. And then we will roll the like left leg, right leg, torso.
I want you to just tell me what you want me to do.
Okay. 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 You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Like, I mean, part of me is like, you have those resources, so you can spend the resources or you can roll.
Okay, so what would I get with nothing? What would I get right now because of the bargain I made?
If you get nothing on a roll?
No. Like, if I don't do a roll.
Oh, if you don't do a roll?
Because I made the bargain with him. He said he's going to gear me out with armor.
Okay.
Right?
I would say, I'll say two pieces.
Two pieces?
Yeah.
So I obviously want six pieces.
Yeah.
So you're going to give me two. You tell me the difficulty to get full set.
I will say, because you have action points, the more dice you roll, the better chance of successes you have. The more successes you have, the more pieces you will get on top of the two that you will get. Or you can straight up...
hand over all.
Or you can spend luck points. Those are the two resources you have at your hand.
Okay, I'll roll these four. Can I spend my luck after?
No, that'll be the difference. You can either decide to roll or spend.
I'll drop two luck right now to get two pieces for sure.
Okay, and you want to keep these
for now?
Oh,
sorry, so I get two.
Yes, you get two to start, and you can either give me luck points or you can roll on it.
I'm going to give you two luck points. Oh, I only get either or.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, so you have to decide. So if it wasn't that, it would be like, oh, just have all the pieces. You know what I mean?
What's the difficulty?
the amount of successes you get, whatever it is.
So and, zero.
Yeah, because you're either spending action points to get more dice to improve your odds, or you're just straight up getting them.
So what am I rolling against, though?
Your luck. Luck. Straight up luck, I think, is the number. So whatever
three
your luck number.
Is my number? If, or sorry. Six.
Six
is my number.
Six would be your number, yeah. Gambling. Or just straight up spend those, and you just have to work into your backstory to get those back, those points back. Because you would spend three luck points instead.
I don't think I could do it justice.
This is how we develop characters.
Yeah. I wasn't ready for it. You know, I wasn't thinking of it prior to.
But after this session, you'll have time to think about it.
I will after. Oh, are you saying we stop right here and do it next time?
There's a little bit more to this episode after this part, but.
So I gotta do it now. Okay. I'll do that. I'll give you three so I can roll four, and then I will also spend a luck die to get another dice.
Oh, okay, the luck aspect of that. Okay, yeah, clever. Clever. So he's
I'm
given
trying
me...
trying to give myself the best advantage.
He starts with two d20s because that 2d20 system. He's given me three action points so that he can roll...
this fell off. Two, I'll end up using that later.
So he can re-roll roll two additional dice, so he has four, and then he's spent a luck point to give himself... another die.
And I'm rolling against a six.
So anything six or under will give him an additional piece of equipment. 9, 11, 8.
That's two. Oh.
That's two zeros. What are you talking about? No, it's not. Oh, 19? Oh, no.
Come on.
A four.
Oh, man.
You should have just spent that. But that's the gamble. I love that you gambled. So you get three pieces of armor.
I'll cast out my two other luck points to reroll two dice.
To reroll the dice. I see. Right? Okay. That's good. Okay. So instead of just straight up giving me...
all of my luck in the first place.
He's spending...
I now have a chance to get what I would have got by spending my luck points.
Yeah. You can reroll that if it didn't spit it out properly. Oh, bom, bom, bom. 20.
And a
10. And a 10. Nothing. Wow. Three pieces of equipment.
You know, my
total.
Rolls were too good at the beginning, so I shouldn't have done that.
Okay.
So I get one piece?
Three pieces.
Okay. Get yeah, three oh, pieces. Yeah, I got yeah. two anyways.
Yeah.
And okay, you, that's not
Yeah. And
horrible.
I'll say, because you did spend all this luck, that like they can be shadowed if you want them to be.
Yes.
Okay. So you get... now, so let's roll the area that they get. Like
okay,
right leg,
here's
left
for
leg.
The first one.
Torso. Nice. So a torso.
That's main body?
Yeah, that would be main body.
I already have a DR and a endurance on there.
It'll be higher. I'm sure it will be. Your basic chest piece is going to give you two physical and two energy resistance.
Right leg.
Right leg. So same thing, I believe. Combat leg. Yep, two and two. So that's the difference here. You don't have legs and arms and stuff at all. So
now it's going to get more important for you.
Yeah, to roll places that don't have armor. That's all based on a roll.
Last place. Torso again.
You can reroll.
Double down. Four.
Yeah. Or, so if you roll torso again and again, so I will say you can either upgrade that to the next step up, which will give you three and three.
I will.
On your
because
torso.
That's the most likely spot to get hit.
I think so on the dice it is, yep. All right. So instead of having three pieces, you've opted to have two pieces. One is just a bit stronger than the other. And
arm,
either arm, you can pick either arm.
Oh, or my God.
Did it say right arm or left arm?
Okay, so I've clearly printed out Mr. Gutsy's sheet for Duper Pulowski.
Oh, I think I noticed that.
So
it doesn't.
Right leg is the actual thruster, and that's two and two now.
Okay, yep.
Okay, we know.
Yeah, we know. It's yeah, it's cool that they have being specific. Pieces. Okay, and then you get an upgrade or a different weapon as well for Duper.
And he will upgrade his 44 pistol.
Okay, small guns.
Now it's already hardened. And he's got vicious effect on it. Or will he do his laser musket? Dad's laser musket. He would do the dad's laser musket.
Okay.
If he's got the ability.
He loves his dad. Oh God, Dad, this is for you.
Okay, we will go to energy guns, and got laser gun.
And it is... 40 so, at a 4 crank capacitor.
Which is, so you have the ability to go 5 or 6 crank.
So I'll go 6.
And you know what? With all the luck points you've spent, fuck it.
I've spent everything I have.
And we'll say that you have some ammo as well, because I know you've been running low on ammo.
Yes. Qualities, two-handed.
Yeah, it's a two-handed weapon. It's all got right. some range on it.
How many ammos?
It's an energy weapon. I'm pretty sure it's a fusion cell. So roll me 7 damage dice. Seven of these blue dice here. And then you need ones. It comes out in ones and twos. So, oh, that's brutal. That's brutal. That's not. Well, you know what it is? It's actually 14 plus 7 dice rolled. So 14 plus.
What's the head?
That's the head count. You know what? Give yourself 17 rounds.
All right. That's not much when you can shoot 6 at a time.
I think it counts into these symbols here is what you're looking mm-hmm. for. But fuck it, I'm giving him some of this too. Yeah. With the face on him.
When it doesn't really matter, I'm rolling hot.
When it
comes to the future, I'm fucked.
And then, okay, so we got Duper's gear. Anything else you can think of?
If they could plate Mr. Gutsy at all.
And you know what? Give yourself a stim pack as well on Duper. For everybody, you get at least one stim pack here. I think that's fair.
He doesn't have any.
Oh.
Which is probably meaning that Tyson's been taking them off.
All right. Okay,
and Bermuda, she has that 2 and 2 for physical and rad. So for her to even take combat armor would just be giving up 2... Rad DR to gain energy DR.
That's right.
I don't think she would be interested in that.
Okay.
But her, maybe she deserves more into the weapons.
Okay. And then there's armor upgrades as well. So she could upgrade something, which for the armor she has. Or how many pieces does she have? She's all across the board, everything. Right?
Yeah. Two and two for everything but the head.
Everything but the head. So let's give her a helmet. Let's give her a fucking comp. Oh, yeah, she's got
two
a helmet.
Physical DR for the head.
I thought we said she had a security helmet.
Yeah, well, she's got 2 physical DR. So vault jumpsuit, security armor, and helmet.
Right.
So I guess she would just be looking to upgrade either her helmet or any of her pieces of armor.
Okay. So, as far as that goes, armor upgrades. You can get laminated, resin, or microcarbon,
Microcarbon! That sounds fancy.
How much luck do you have towards
she
that?
She has 3 luck points left.
She has 3 luck points. Let's see. How can we divvy this up here? Let's do... Maybe we do it like a... You give me a luck roll. And again, you can...
I could just give you those 3 luck points.
Yeah, 3 luck points or a difficulty challenge of 3. And you can
spend... It didn't go well last time when I did the rolls.
And all your action points are gone now, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm just going to give you the luck points.
Okay.
Yeah, beef her up, so I get 3.
3 and 3.
3 upgrades for 3 pieces of equipment. Yeah. Big old 0.
Yeah. So like I will say that you upgraded your armor... to be microcarbon, and we'll just chalk this up to like the abilities of the Brotherhood to, you know, upgrade your shit. Mm-hmm. So all of your limbs and torso is +3 and +3 instead of +2 and +2.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's that's energy and physical, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. This was rad and physical.
Oh, okay. So 2 on the rad and 3 on the energy and 3 on the physical. She's got some armor, and then what type of weapon or upgrade to a weapon might she like?
Her double barrel shotgun. Ooh. She's got full stock and reflex sight already.
Okay.
I'm just looking for more power, more hit die. Okay. So right now I get 5. What mod gives me more damage dice for that? So it's a double barrel. Can we go triple barrel?
Small gun mods. We got receivers. An advanced receiver will give you +3 damage, +1 fire rating.
I'll do that. +1 fire.
Fire rating. So, like, you know how you can spend more ammo to riddle off more damage?
Gives you
more
damage. You only have 10 bullets, so that's not a big...
Yeah. We'll throw you out. We'll throw you some more bullets, too.
Okay.
So, with an advanced receiver. And now, some of these weapons... what kind of... She has a double barrel?
Yeah.
You want a combat rifle instead? Yeah, because some of these mods don't apply to some of the weapons.
Okay, writing in combat rifle already.
Damage dice on the combat rifle here. Where we go. Man, there's a lot of charts and stuff here. Combat shotgun. Small guns. 5 damage dice. It has spread like a shotgun. Physical damage. Fire rating of 2. Range is... medium.
Yeah. and the qualities.
Just two-handed. And then weight and cost and stuff we don't play into too much on our games. But it's 11 ammo. If you want for weight. Ammo, you have whatever you have on your sheet, plus...
I don't have a combat rifle. I'm just writing this in.
Oh, it'll still be shotgun shells, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So whatever you have for shotgun shells, plus 6, plus 3 dice rolled.
Oh, they all have things.
Nice. 1, 2, 3, 4, we'll say. So...
10.
Okay, 10
so
more.
I'm going to leave the other ammo in the other shotgun and put 10 for that one, too. And I can mix those up as I see fit, I guess.
Yep. You have that.
Okay.
Okay. And then Mr. Handy is a different entity than Mr. Gutsy.
Yeah.
As he's got basically just improvements to his armor.
Yeah, he's got one across the board for physical and endurance.
Now you can spend... So robot armor is like factory armor, primal plate, serrated plate, noxious plate, toxic plate, actuated frame. And so there's a bit of stuff like that. And there's your frame itself.
The frame itself, I think.
Okay.
Because that gives me physical for sure, right?
Yeah, because it'll be physical and energy.
Yeah.
Actuated is probably what you have, which is 1 and 1. Voltaic?
Voltaic.
Is a 2 and 2, and then it goes up to hydraulic.
Oh, man, if I could move to voltaic.
Yeah, so the special to a voltaic frame is any of the robot's attacks which deal energy damage inflict +1 if the robot is fitted with any voltaic frame armor. This bonus increases by +1 for every 2 additional locations fitted with voltaic frame.
So he needs an energy weapon.
In which the flamer is an energy weapon.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So you...
It's just classified as big guns. Energy. There
yep.
we go.
Yep. So that, having 5 pieces, you get a +3 to that attack damage. So you could put that beside... Or, yeah, turn that into a 6 from a 3.
Wow. He and, loves the burn
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, this is like a little bit of a level up in itself here. So, and he loves the burn shit. So I think that goes hand in hand with weapon and armor. And I gave you pretty good upgrades on that.
Yeah, so I guess if I was to ask you for an actual level up, it would just be to do with skills.
Skills, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I wouldn't push anything else at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm pretty happy and sad. Because I feel like I could have got a lot more if my rolls were better, but whatever, you know?
So in these passing hour, we'll say it's got to be actually more than that. We'll roll a d4 for me.
Cause I don't even like because
I refuse.
That's 2.
So unless you want to spend action points to speed this along, 2 hours go by in where you've been given, and most of the time it's probably.
I don't think I'd be in a rush.
Yeah,
at this point, this is like figuring shit out before we go on a mission that we don't even know we're getting into.
Yeah, yeah.
So to take our time.
The French Canadian gentleman here has been given to your party by Elder Chance Crucible. He is to accompany you into the depths of these tunnels that run throughout the Alberta. You know, Northern Alberta wasteland here next to Edmonton, and you are tasked now with tracking down General Grimshaw to see where the hell the source of all this is coming from. Now you have the aid of Marley and Harley.
But he's they're going to lead us to the compound. We don't even know if that's where he went. We just know he disappeared.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're headed to try and find this place. They express to you that, like, the tunnels are obviously dangerous. Now, the information gained will add that if you were to have gone above, like, there's super mutants above, but there's also the dangers below. And between all of the people involved in this conversation, ghouls are the more prevalent, mire lurks, and other strange things you might not have encountered. So we'll find out on a random basis how that works.
I'm back
in the apple
reality.
But before we shut her down and talk about it a little bit, is that you have been given this equipment and upgraded your guys. You're ready to go. You've handed over this mini nuke that has been highly irradiated. Now, you give
it... Like superpowered, right?
Yeah, it's a superpowered thing here that it's now given to the Vertibird. They've placed it in the Vertibird, and the Brotherhood is like, good luck. Good luck, Duper, Bermuda, Woodman.
Thanks. Thanks, Crucible. We'll see you soon.
Such nice fellows.
Such nice guys. I like them.
And you... How does Duper send off?
I think he's going to be trying to hold up his soldier, like... persona at this point, because none of this is him. He just cares about the people he's with, but to get the best vested interest, he's tried to be like a soldier. Like, I got this, I'm with you. And so just a fucking head nod is all he's gonna give back.
Okay.
And
Bermuda,
I don't think she would acknowledge them much at all. She's just with Duper at this point.
The paladin that has joined you is now kind of standing behind you, like tall, like full power armor.
Yeah.
He looks down to Bermuda and he kind of says, don't worry, we'll... I lost it again. That's my key phrase.
Don't worry, I think we'll make plenty good with this endeavor.
And Bermuda maybe turns and how does she react to this guy in general? No, helmet hasn't been off. He's been totally encapsulated in this thing thus far.
Yeah, she's just like, okay, like, we've got this far without you. You know, just an eye roll, I think, at that point. Just, okay, buddy. Because he's been kind of a dickhead a little bit.
Yeah. The mini nuke has been loaded onto the Vertibird. Chance, Crucible, and this Lancer, this pilot, take off. They get into the air, and you're all kind of just watching it disappear into the distance a little. And it doesn't get very far before it kind of starts shaking. And
I knew it.
The irradiation just...
I'm glad of my choices now.
Blows up the entire Vertibird, and a wash of radiation comes towards everybody.
They'd be out of our zone?
Not an extreme range, but a long range. So not quite to where it's like high-powered scope away, but a long range. So for a reference, a long range might take 3 turns, depending on if you dash, if you will, to spend. So you're definitely within a running distance away. Crashes.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We have to go. Where do we go? Marley, Harley, Farley, Kurt, whatever your name is. We have to get out of here now.
They're like, what? The tunnel, the tunnels there. I almost did the French thing. The tunnels, they're in the back of the radio station.
Let's go, it's lead the way. Go, go, go.
And as you watch, it crashes. And I'll say as you're yelling and screaming and they're kind of in awe. And this radiation, like small mushroom cloud, for sure. And almost immediately, a burst of shrapnel just gets knocked out from this crash site, and you see a strong, irradiated, glowing one that has been two glowing ones. There's two people in this thing. Two glowing ones have been created out of this explosion that has been caused, and they're and you just see like bright green forms burst out of the shrapnel of this crash site. And they are running towards you at the end of the scene. And that's where we'll end the session, as you directed the crowd to get into the bunker. And it will say that they're in a full fucking sprint by the time You guys get your shit together. Full sprint, fucking glowing ones after you. So, yeah, that's the end of this little session.
That's good.
Cheers.
That's like the most role play session maybe ever.
Yeah, it was basically all role play. Hey, like getting into the groove for stuff, it can be a bit of a challenge, you know, after you haven't played some role playing games in a little while. And you have a lot to convey in a short amount of time. And it's not your set at home game where it can just be nonchalantly pushed forward. We try to streamline the thought process, but keep it real all the same. So yeah, let's take a few seconds and talk about what just happened here. What moving forward you might expect coming out of the tunnels. And I might even be able to tell you a bit more information based on shit that
we've done. Definitely am getting more and more confident in Bermuda. She's a bit flaky to start with. She wasn't gonna come, then save her mom, then she was, you know, on the fence teetering there, and now I feel like she's got a purpose now.
Yeah.
This is part of her thing. Yeah. She's gonna make it happen.
Yeah. Duper might not have her mom's blessing, but she knew all along that Bermuda was made, she was from a higher standing of adventure and stuff, and really wanted to get out there and do that. I like that development. Yeah.
And Woodsman, he always trusted him, but you have to trust him for who he is, and that's what he's figuring out now. Like, he isn't a liar, so deception isn't going to go well for him.
Yeah.
And I just feel like deception rules are almost strictly off the table for him at this point with who he is, and Duper's starting to realize that.
Yeah.
And maybe can even use that to his advantage to an extent, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He'd just be honest about everything and their approach and stuff.
If he wanted to dupe somebody, he would go the opposite way and let him dupe them into what he felt, even though he's using him a little bit.
Yeah.
But he still is a robot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though it's like his only friend.
Like, right. And like I found with this game too, it's not like you have a deception. It's just speech, period.
Yeah.
And that can be a little hard. You just have to role play it more than not.
For me, there is no deception with him. It would just be the...
Yeah, so even if you were to persuade somebody versus deception, it's all the same number
here.
Yeah,
it's going to be the speech charisma, but it's never going to be for him to tell the... It's always going to be for him to tell the truth, the best of his capability.
Right, right. Just the bare facts right in front of you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you as a person is really good with that in the role play. You can apply that role play really good in that, like, this is Duper is whoever you want Duper to be. And I've thrown personalities for you to control otherwise. So
I want them to be who they're turning out to be.
That makes a great when you have to, well, I mean, between friends, and that's a great dynamic to be able to be given a character sheet and then be like, play this character.
Yeah, it's why you don't see a whole bunch of other people in here. It is hard. Like, you get your core group and then you involve somebody else and they're just a wrench a lot of times.
Yeah, it can be.
A lot of times it's good, but...
A good gaming group really does consist of meeting in the middle.
Yeah.
All the way around.
And doing it on the spur of the moment, no talk about it, because we don't like to go back on anything that's said or done.
Yeah.
So when it happens, like, you'd just be like, fuck you, you know? Like, and we would keep doing it, but I like our dynamic where good one, nice one, that sucks, okay.
As far as this show is concerned, that works great for us.
Yeah.
And everybody enjoys their table, I think everybody. But you hear about a lot of... dynamics not working together, and like, how do I deal with that?
Yeah.
And what do I do?
Especially with new groups, a lot of people have had to form new groups and start new things after, like, people have their views of what happened. I don't want to get into it, but there's a lot of new people meeting and getting together these days. I find
it's a really good way to develop life skills in a way if you're not great with those sorts of things.
Yeah,
but,
and it should instead of arguing, it should intrigue your role play a lot more.
Yeah,
use that. You know, especially as the overseer or the DM or whatever, use the role play to decide who wins that argument, not people.
Yeah.
Because fuck people.
Yeah, personalities. You get a lot of mix, and that's very hard to deal with at times. But with this game going, as far as chasing down Grimshaw, getting into the tunnels, I'm looking forward to the monsters down there, because when we did our group game, we got into the tunnels of the city proper, which I enjoyed. But
almost drowned.
The big rush from near the river and stuff. But this one now, I'll say that you've learned from the boys here, Marley and Harley, that
We're not just coasting on a railway delicately to where we're going.
No, and I think we'll play into this obviously next episode, but you are walking until you can find a better way to transition, even though it is a railroad of sorts down there. It's got something down there that you can use to transport yourself.
All right.
And some other aspects that I'll add in the moment for what that is. And that's a fusion core, the power source.
Yeah. I like the way you're bringing the characters in and like not letting me manipulate them, but like letting the characters work themselves out for who Duper is, what he's done, and how he's willing to stand his own ground. And that guy being, you know, a seasoned vet, being able to respect that this kid, you know, he can tell he's a kid for sure, even though he lies.
Yeah.
He can tell, but this kid's fucking, he got this far.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some way he can use him. You know what I mean? Yeah. So even if he doesn't respect him or anything, he realizes, like, fuck, I need him.
And you got to let the players make rolls to determine how good they achieve versus other
NPCs.
And I
did really good on those. And then, shit, on my stuff, but I'm still happy with my stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Because like,
you always got to be happy with your stuff because you might not have got it and you might not get it next time. So fucking respect it.
Yeah. Yeah, get what you can. And being able to convince the elder of the Brotherhood that you know what you're talking about in the moment because you've experienced a bunch of stuff in a short amount of time that like, you know, we're here for our own reasons. You're here for your own reasons. Like, where do we meet in the middle?
Yeah. And I'm definitely going to be working on backstory for all three of these characters. Cause I have fucking zero luck points left for two of them.
Yeah. And we haven't hashed out. I mean, I've touched on Mr. Gutsy being that he was part of the army, if you will, before the war or during the war. And then he got isolated in the woods being tasked with some, maybe he's like a defective robot. So they tasked him with a really shitty post, you know,
really
what I mean?
Vague responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he started fires all over the fucking woods trying to do his job. Right. So we've alluded to stuff like that in the past episodes. And I want to start, you know, I said this before, but ramping up to the main conflict,
the climax.
Yeah. And after this period of travel, we will be getting there. Like, yeah. I want to talk like 3-4 episodes to get there, kind of thing.
Nice.
Yeah. Or less, even 2-3.
Or 1-2.
Or 1-2, maybe. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
Get some more conflict. We'll do. I want to do an encounter. I want to level you guys up, and then I want to get into the nitty gritty and probably end around level 5 ish, just to like, you know, to experience those higher levels.
And because it's 2-2 and 3 for Bermuda.
For Bermuda, yeah. And then you also have a new party member, which I'm going to make a character sheet for and shit like that. So he'll be.
Because
yeah.
I like power armor.
Yeah. I wanted to be able to experience all the things.
I'm just going
to
be like, he gives the power armor to Duper.
Yeah. And with all of that stuff.
It won't fit though or something,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It comes more powerful enemies. Yeah. And I really want to fucking throw some powerful ones at you.
Yeah. Because I've done well with ones that you've thrown at me thinking I was going to die in the first place. But I've got some firepower, and with the sneak and stuff like that, I've been able to utilize that. So with this shadow, the additional capacitors, stuff like that,
yeah, maybe
I think
can,
I'm ready.
Duper can position himself to like get the jump on
I'm him. Ready for some stronger shit for sure.
Yeah, this is a pretty fucking fun game. It's my favorite universe. So I can't wait to see how that all plays out.
Goodbye.
Hi, thanks for joining us. Bye, everybody.
However you've decided to consume our content, whether that be strictly in audio form here on the podcast or experiencing us in full color on our Twitch or YouTube channels, we thank you for supporting the show. Remember to leave a rate and review when you can and come say hi sometime during a live stream. Hit those follow and subscribe buttons and never miss an episode. There's lots to look forward to, and we can't wait to see how it all plays out.